Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3, it's Ziaul Roshan with a very special edition of Sports Minutes coming to you from the National Stadium at the Singapore Sports Hub, where not long ago the Lions came back from 2 goals down to salvage a 2-2 draw against China in their World Cup qualifying campaign. Now, like me, if you were cheering the Lions on either in the stadium or at home, I hope your voice has recovered. Mine is still a bit croaky, but nonetheless, we've got a show to get through. In a short while, we'll hear from Straits Times sports reporter Deepan Raj Ganesan. But before we do so, let's check in with the debutant in the dugout. Here's head coach Ogura speaking post-match.
Sorry, but Sandra said to me, congratulations. Well, I'm not satisfied. I want to play also. Then I also say to the players, believing is very important. Believing in our football and believing myself is the most important.
Well, I was lucky enough to be in that post-match press conference, and what stood out for me was that Coach Ogura refusing to accept any form of congratulations. He almost stopped shy of saying it was a missed opportunity, and judging by how he was on the touchline in the 90th minute, urging his team to continue to bomb forward and try and get a winning goal, I think that is testament to how he felt we could have got all 3 points in the contest. And I think he deserves massive credit in terms of the substitutions he made. Really, really bold moves, especially at halftime, making that double substitution. And then subsequently throughout the match as well, both his substitutes combining to get the goal, Faris Ramli for 2-1 and then Jacob Mahler off the bench to make it 2-2. And my personal observation is that the performance showed so much courage and character. And that's two words perhaps we haven't necessarily associated with the national team of late, right? I think there were close to 30,000 fans in attendance, and the boys gave so much hope to everyone in attendance as well as those watching at home, and they gave the fans plenty to cheer about. There was even some great fanfare post-match. I saw fans waving flags, singing songs, and that feel-good factor of that late comeback almost seeped through to the fans, and I think the fans deserve that. Us fans, we've had to bid through difficult times over the past couple of years, and we were hoping this rejuvenation in managerial changes would hopefully cajole something out of the Lions, and I think that was the case in terms of the performance yesterday. And I feel Coach Ogura had a point in terms of feeling hard done by not to get all 3 points, considering in all likelihood Safwan Baharudin should have had that late penalty, right? I'm sure you've seen the replays. If you haven't, I urge you to go on social media to check out the highlights in terms of that stoppage time incident in the box where Safwan was pulled down by that Chinese defender. Unfortunately, it wasn't given as a penalty, and I couldn't catch Safwan post-match because I believe he moved off quite quickly. But here's super sub Faris Ramli on his thoughts on that penalty claim. Was Safwan a penalty?
From what I heard and from what I see, I think it's a clear goal from him. But I think Safwan got a touch, so I'm not too sure what's going on there. But at the end of the day, I think from the boys' reaction, it was a penalty.
Now, penalty or no penalty, you be the judge. But as far as resets go, as I alluded to earlier, in my opinion, this was certainly a step in the right direction to rejuvenate the fortunes of our national team. The next assignment is away in China on Tuesday night. And I feel like while close to 30,000 people were in attendance yesterday, I'm hoping many more fans will tune in based on yesterday's performance to cheer the Lions on Tuesday. It is a away leg. I think that'll be a different challenge altogether. But it's going to be an important one. Now, as promised, it's time to check in with the one and only Deepan Raj Ganesan, sharing his thoughts on the performance, the penalty, and the road ahead for Singapore football.
First of all, I have to say, it's a surprising result given the disparity, at least in the world rankings, between Singapore and China. At halftime, I don't think this is a result that you would have imagined, not just because we were 2-0 down, but also because there wasn't much to shout about from an attacking point of view. So to come away with a draw against China, I think it's a brilliant result. And I think even by the end of it, you could see that we could have won the game even. I think Safwan was hard done by not to get a penalty there. So lots of positives in the end to take away from this game.
We were together in that post-match press conference, and Coach Ogura didn't seem all too pleased. Why do you think that is, and what sort of tone do you think that sets for the boys?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I think it's quite a calculated response that he had. So I think that the message that he's trying to send to fans and especially players is you cannot be satisfied with a draw at home. He's trying to send a belief to the players that you are capable of much more than just salvaging a draw at home. And I think actually if we have a chance to watch back the game, I think we would say that the two goals that we conceded in the first half was quite naive defending, very avoidable goals. And then in the second half, I thought we scored well-earned goals. So if you see that from that perspective, yes, perhaps Ogura is right that you know, we shouldn't be celebrating a 2-2 draw and that we should want more, we could have got more. And we must be in a place in time to come where we say that, you know, a 2-2 draw is a disappointing result. I think that's how he saw it. And I think it will take some time for us, even as journalists or even as players, to adopt this mindset that, you know, you cannot be satisfied with a draw against China.
To steal a Premier League cliche, I dare say he's setting standards, right? We talk about the players, yes. Let's talk about the fans for a while. How do you think they would have felt leaving the stadium today?
Yeah, I think you showed me a video after the game ended where I think fans were swirling flags and being very happy and in buoyant mode as they were leaving the stadium. I think that's something we have not seen in Singapore football for some time, whether it's at the league level or especially not so at the national team level, right? I think the last few games, and no disrespect to Takeuki Nishigaya or even to Tatsuma Yoshida, but the only time I can remember where the fans really came together was actually that game against Indonesia. But even then, because we left the tournament that night, you know, it wasn't really a celebratory mood. And we got that today. I think fans, at the end of the day, you can't cheat them. I think they see what you produce on the field. And I thought our Lions actually battled till the final whistle. And I think that's what really, you know, the fans got today. They really got a performance which was something of a never-say-die attitude. And if you look at social media before the game, I think that's what a lot of fans were saying. They were not saying we want to win. They were not saying we want to draw. They were saying, show us some fight. And I think they got more than what they came for today.
Yeah, certainly plenty to look forward to, especially when we play China next week again. I will talk to you about that in a short while. But just zooming in on today's performance, some boys came off the bench. Harris Stewart making his debut. Raihan Stewart putting an excellent shift. Glenn Quay and as well as Jacob Mahler, who eventually got the equaliser. What does this say in terms of the talent coming through? Because that's long been a bit of a criticism towards Singapore football in general.
Yeah, so I think before the game, I saw this lineup that we last played against China, and we had the likes of Hassan Sani, Safwan, Haris Harun, who had all played in that previous game, and they were all starting today. But one feeling I get from watching this game is a lot of these newer guys stepped up today. You mentioned a name there, Glenn Quay. I was thoroughly impressed by him, especially in that first half. He bombed forward. He tried to put the cross in. Very neat with his touches. And then the substitutes, right? I think Haris Stewart and Jacob Mahler really, really played really well after they came on. And especially for Jacob Mahler, I think he, in a way, showed what this Ogura side can do. I think in the past, someone like Jacob Mahler is too safe. You know, he makes the safe choices, passing the ball sideways. But you saw he was in the box for the finish. And I think that's something that I saw from training, where Ogura was imploring his side to get into the box, you know, be more attacking minded, you know, don't just stay on the edge of the box and be satisfied with that. Get into the box, get on the end of the ball or on the end of the cross or get into the second balls that come into the box. So I think that's what really, you know, showed in this Lions performance today, that players are not resting on the laurels. They want more, they demand more from each other, demand more from themselves. And I think that's what the game was about today.
And Ogura aside, do you think these younger boys coming through just don't have the burden of the past almost? They are free to go and write their own history. Do you think that is weighing in their minds in performances like this?
So I think we saw a glimpse of that, because I think in the past, we give up too easily. I think the boys kept going till the final whistle today. And I think that's what Ogura is trying to really instill in this side, that this belief, you know. At the end of the day, we have to acknowledge the fact that a lot of these boys that played today are also from the side that Nishigaya put out, right? Yes, perhaps a couple of changes here and there. And it's going to take some time for these boys to really, you know, feel like it's something new for them. Because Nishigaya was around for some time. They had Yoshida before. And then this is just 2 weeks that they've worked with Ogura. And you have to keep in mind that a lot of our overseas-based players, they only came in quite late on in the week. So I think they are going to spend more time with Ogura. And this mentality, this never-say-die spirit, can only be instilled when you spend more time with the head coach. And I think we saw a glimpse of that today, and long may that continue.
Speaking of spirit, we're going to need plenty of that when we travel to China to play China for the second leg next week. Not second leg, but the second match. In terms of that late penalty, what could have been a penalty that you touched on earlier, talk me through your thoughts. And do you think that sort of a decision will galvanize the boys even more to go to China and give a good showing?
Yeah, so a coach can say all he want about this never say die attitude or never give up. But a result like that and the way the match ended will do more for confidence than what Ogura can say. I think Lions will believe that, hey, you know, this is a match against China that we almost got 3 points from. Let's take this belief into the next game. But at the same time, you also got to be realistic, right? It's China at home. I don't think they were too bad here today. I think they will also take some confidence from what they did today. And of course, they want to put up a good performance in front of the home crowd. So I think it's going to be a really tough game. I don't expect a result per se. But I think this game has shown us some belief that we can hurt them in certain areas. And I think the boys will have the belief as well, especially how, that like you said, right, the Safwan decision. And I've watched the replay back and I think it's a clear penalty. I'm sure everybody in a Lions kit today will think that it was a clear penalty. So a lot of confidence to take from that we were almost there for 3 points against China.
Yeah, we heard from Faris Ramli earlier. He certainly thinks it's a penalty as well. Would love to know what the listeners think. Final question from me. Deepan, you've never been shy to say it how it is. It's about 6 weeks into Ogura's tenure. This is the first big test. What's your assessment of how he's fared in these 6 weeks? And do you think that optimism that went into kickoff can be carried forward?
I think Ogura is someone who really calculates each and everything that he says and he does. At training, I saw that he took on a very observant role. He let his assistant coaches, Gavin, and the new Japanese coach to take the session. And he was only involved when he needed to. It's almost like watching Sir Alex Ferguson take training sessions when he was United coach, right, where he let his coaches do the bidding for him. And then today at the press conference, very calculated with what he said, sending the right messages at the right time. I've been very impressed by what I've seen in these 6 weeks, like you mentioned. Of course, it's a very small period. We can't judge everything, you know, in these 6 weeks. But I think the only word that I can say, which I've not said for a long time in Singapore football, and with his predecessors, is it's a positive start. May this positive start bear proper results where it matters. Not saying that the World Cup qualifier is not something that matters, but we want to see something that's more prolonged, not just one-off result. This must be something that's consistent, and this never say die attitude must be something that comes with watching every Lions game.
Certainly only 6 weeks, but plenty to be optimistic about, and I'm sure Deepan will have you on again to gather your opinions. Deepan Rajganesan, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.